main question that people ask today in marriage is, what can I get out of it? And for men, especially, how much sex can I get out of it? The problem is that if everyone's asking, what can I get out of it, then no one is going to be happy, and marriages are doomed to premature and painful ends. The Bible teaches us that the main question we should be asking is, what can I give? Not, what can I get? And the strange thing is that the more we are focused on giving, then actually the more you will get out of marriage. The teaching on this is really found in Ephesians 5, 22 to the end, where Christ's self-sacrifice, his self-giving, is our model for marriage. And really what's taught there is that the more we give, the more fulfillment, satisfaction, and intimacy we will enjoy in our marriages. So in every situation of life, of married life, keep asking this question, what can I give? So for example, when you are arguing, ask, what can I give up to resolve this argument? When you've hurt her, what apology can I give to heal this? When you're on vacation, what can I give to make her vacation the best ever? When you're budgeting, what can I give up this month to increase her spending this month? When you're in bed, what can I give to enhance her enjoyment of physical intimacy? When you are talking, how much more of a listening ear can I give? When she's disappointed you, how can I give her grace? When she's depressed, how can I give her encouragement? So many life situations that we can be asking that question, what can I give? So men, give yourselves, your whole selves away. Give yourselves, give your heart, your mind, your body, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet. Give your whole self away. Give yourself away physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, financially. Give yourself, your whole self away. And what you'll find is that as you give, you will get far more than you would if you were aiming at getting. The aim of marriage is that each will give so much of themselves away that the other has all of you, and you have all of them. That we give up so much independence and become so interdependent that two become one, that we become one flesh. Real men give themselves away.